You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
The Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency has announced how they intend to land a capsule from the Hayabusa 2 spacecraft in South Australia. They have also set out plans for an extended mission for Hayabusa 2. Hayabusa 2 is a 610-kilogram spacecraft that was launched from Japan on 2014, December the 3rd. After a three-and-a-half-year journey, it arrived at the carbonaceous-type asteroid Ryugu in June of 2018. It went into orbit around the 860-metre diameter asteroid and over the following year dropped several rovers, impactors and target markers onto the rocky surface. The craft twice touched down and collected samples. It transferred these into a return capsule. In November last year, Hayabusa 2 left Ryugu and used its ion thrusters to head towards Earth. In mid-September this year, whilst Hayabusa was still 36 million kilometres from Earth, the trajectory was adjusted so that, if no further corrections were made, Hayabusa 2 would miss Earth by 200 kilometres. During October and November and early December, further adjustments to the trajectory will be made. One of these, on November the 25th, some 3.5 million kilometres out from Earth, will target Hayabusa 2 at Woomera. Watch out, folks in Woomera, you better duck. On December the 1st, some 1.8 million kilometres from Earth, a fine adjustment will be made to the approach path. During the afternoon of December the 5th, the capsule containing the asteroid samples will separate from the main Hayabusa 2 spacecraft. This will be some 220,000 kilometres from Earth. The capsule will now fall with increasing velocity towards Woomera. Falling with it will be the Hayabusa 2. Whereas the capsule has a heat shield to protect it as it slams into the atmosphere, Hayabusa 2 does not. If Hayabusa 2 hits the atmosphere, it will burn up in the night sky over South Australia, looking like a bright fireball. But that is not the fate the scientists and engineers at the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency plan for Hayabusa 2. About an hour after capsule release, the Hayabusa is 200,000 kilometres from Earth. Thrusters will fire to alter the trajectory to deflect the mother craft. Hayabusa will skim past the Earth and escape into heliocentric orbit. Meanwhile, in the wee hours of December the 6th, the capsule, having survived the searing heat of re-entry, will parachute down into the desert north of Woomera. Search parties will be on standby to find and retrieve the capsule. The mix of Australians and Japanese in those parties will depend on the COVID-19 situation in December. Amateur astronomers are being invited to try and observe Hayabusa 2 as it makes its Earth flyby. After careful consideration of several options, JAXA announced what will happen to Hayabusa 2. Soon after the Earth flyby, the orbit of the craft will be adjusted so that it can make a close flyby of an asteroid called 2001 CC21. On the way there, Hayabusa 2 will use one of its cameras to look for exoplanets. These are planets orbiting stars. The craft will also make observations of zodiacal light. Now, this is sunlight reflected off dust in interplanetary space. The plan is to find where this dust is in our solar system. The asteroid 2001 CC21 was discovered in 2001. It has a diameter of 700 metres and rotates with a period of 5 hours. Its precise shape is unknown. It orbits the Sun with a period of 383 days at about the same distance from the Sun as the Earth is. 2001 CC21 is classed as an L-type asteroid of a type that has never before been observed by spacecraft. Now that fast flyby will be in July of 2026. After that, Hayabusa will continue to orbit the Sun, and in December of 2027 and June of 2028 make flybys of the Earth. On each flyby, the craft's instruments will be calibrated through lunar observations. The gravitational pull of the Earth will nudge Hayabusa 2 onto new trajectories. After a further 3 years of travel, Hayabusa 2 will rendezvous with an asteroid, 1998 KY26. This July of 2031 rendezvous will be the first ever with a fast-rotating micro-asteroid. Fast-rotating because the rotation period is 10.7 minutes. Yes, minutes. Micro because its size is 30 meters, plus or minus 10 meters, which means it's somewhere between 20 and 40 meters across. It is close to spherical. Now we know this because it was discovered in 1998 when it passed Earth at a distance of 806,000 kilometers. At this time, the shape and rotation was observed with the Goldstone X-band radar. 1998 KY26 orbits the Sun a little further out than the Earth does, taking 500 days to do so. It is possibly carbonaceous, and there are signs it could contain water. Now, this asteroid spins so fast that centrifugal force is greater than the force due to gravity. Now, Hayabusa carried several spherical markers that were dropped onto asteroid Ryugu. By my count, it still has one left. If an attempt were made to drop this marker onto the equator of 1998 KY26, the 10-centimeter diameter ball would bounce off and fly back into space. Whereas Ryugu's surface was littered with loose boulders, there will likely be no loose boulders on 1998 KY26. They would long since have been flung off the asteroid's gravity, being not strong enough to hold them down. As it flies alongside this tiny asteroid, Hayabusa will be able to use its suite of instruments to make world-first observations in visible light and infrared light of such a small asteroid. For example, the infrared camera will see how a rapidly spinning asteroid, Hessen calls it, as its surface moves from day to night. Observations of both 2001 CC21 and 1998 KY26 will aid plans for planetary defence should an asteroid be on an Earth collision course in the future. Now, the dinosaurs didn't see the Chicxulub asteroid coming. We now not only have the ability to see one coming, but could well do something about it if we had enough warning.